collision course with Earth.
Open the door, you'll find the secret. To find the answer is to keep it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
This is Arch Obler. In a horrific time, in a horrible world, I have been asked to try and horrify you, all in fun, of course. A challenge in horror, so to speak. Now, I know that you're not a person who is easily frightened. Monsters, ghosts, the dead, who gets scared at that sort of thing anymore? You don't. Or do you? Do you ever think of the undead? The ghostly ones crowded under their gravestones, the restless dead, millions of them there under the ground. May we try something? Turn your lights out. Yes, all of them. Lights out, everybody. Now then, sit down in a chair and turn your back to the loudspeaker. Yes, turn your back. Now sit quietly, very quietly. The room very quiet. Now whatever I say, don't turn around. Remember that. Don't turn around. Do you hear that? Now, don't turn around. Something is coming up behind you. No, don't turn around. It's coming closer and closer and closer. It's something... Oh, no. Dead. It's been dead so very long. No, don't turn around. Closer... And closer. Decay, the odor of decay. You almost smell it, can't you now? Don't turn. It's putting out its hand toward your neck. Skeleton hands reaching for your neck. Touching your neck. No. You weren't scared, were you? All right, to continue on our challenge in horror, let me try you with the psychotype. You know the sort of thing, sick horror. We see it in the motion picture theaters. The man stabs the girl through the shower curtains and the blood runs down the shower and the money runs into the box office and everyone is sicker in our sick world. You actually want to try out with some of this psychotype of horror? All right. Here is some of the sickest.
Oh, how nice of you to come and visit me. I do not often have visitors here. We are so isolated here, you know. Oh, sit down. Please do forgive me for being impolite. I'm just about to have my evening meal. And I'm very hungry. Oh, you look surprised. You do not see anything on the table? Well, wait until I get the box. Here it is. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It is in this box that my meal is waiting. It is a... how do you Americans say it? A packaged dinner? Now, if you will forgive me, I will begin. There we are. Oh, but why do you gasp? It's just the head of a young girl. A pretty young girl. This so? Again you are surprised. But it is my very special saw. I have to work for my meals. Cutting through the bone is not easy. Forgive me. I must begin. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You think I am psychotic. I'm not psychotic. I'm just hungry. I like to eat brains.
Permit me
bickered and quarreled for an entire age of earth. Each of these deities and their respective priests and ministers have attempted to find wisdom in their own lives. The ice age of religious thought can last but a limited time in this great scheme of human existence. The gods of wisdom defiled have had their saga, and their millennium hath become as reality. Each with their own divine path to paradise hath accused the other of heresies and spiritual indiscretions. The ring of the Nibelungen doth carry an everlasting curse, but only because those who seek it think in terms of good and evil, themselves being at all times good. The gods of the past have become as their own devils in order to live. Feebly they play the devil's game to fill their tabernacles and pay the mortgages on their temples. Alas, too long have they studied righteousness, and poor and incompetent devils they make, so they all join hands in brotherly unity, and in their desperation go to Valhalla for their last great ecumenical council. Draweth near in the gloom the twilight of the gods. The ravens of night have flown forth to summon Loki, who hath set Valhalla aflame with the searing trident of the inferno. The twilight is done. A glow of new light is born out of the night, and Lucifer is risen once more to proclaim, "This is the age of Satan. Satan rules the earth. The gods of the rotten are dead. This is the morning of magic and undefiled wisdom. The flesh prevaileth, and a great church shall be builded, consecrated in its name. No longer shall man's salvation be dependent on his self-denial, and it shall be known that the world of the flesh and the living shall be the greatest preparation for any and all eternal delights. Regi Satanas, Ave Satanas, Hail Satan."
And begged you not to leave because I go berserk. Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha ha, they're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, to the bloody farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. It was a joke, and so you laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The devil started dancing. He was quite entrancing. He did the jangle his own way. His bones were rattling loudly as he began to shuffle proudly. That's the way that Satan makes a holiday.
I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To a funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
You away, I'm glad I'm back, cause you were really mad, yes, to fiddle your thumbs, it serves you right. You didn't deserve a good thing like me. Must go shopping and get prepared. I really don't have a thing to wear. I don't want to lose my poison charm. Do they dress for dinner? Are they funny on? Oh, ha, he, ha, 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 together before tomorrow, the funny farm where you belong. Doctor Dot and Ritter, we will be together before tomorrow, on the funny farm where you belong.
Maybe that's why Satan makes a holiday.
year of 1965, I was committed to the mental institution.
Trick-or-treaters, beware! Hello, everyone. I am a witch. And this is my haunted house that I live inside. And as you probably already know, it is Halloween. But I need a roommate because I can't pay my phone bill. And my landlord, who is the devil, is going to kick me out of my haunted house soon if I don't do something. He wants me to give him all of the candy in the world, but I don't have it. Maybe I can lure one of these trick-or-treaters into moving in with me. My candy in the basement. You'll have to come inside. Follow me.
Alrighty, we will. It's Halloween.
My candy in here. Come on in here, you skunk. If I don't have any candy, there may be some hot dogs in the freezer. Make yourself at home.
Was not having any luck luring trick-or-treaters into moving in. Her landlord was getting very angry.
Mistress?
It is Halloween, and the witch has not paid the rent. I will take her haunted house if she does not soon give me all the candy in the world. And she made long-distance phone calls to Transylvania and has not paid the phone bill.
Better have my money. My money.
Devil, so we wrote a song.
Okay, witch, we decided to give you all of our candy, even the little chocolate candy bars shaped like pumpkins.
We'll be right back. ecstasy. You wanna try?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are supposed to show you scenes from the picture Blood Feast, which will be shown as a late show next Saturday night. However, due to the extreme horror of the context of this picture, and due to the fact that this audience has not been forewarned, we will not show this preview. Instead, let us warn you that no children will be admitted during the showing of Blood Feast. In fact, there will be a policeman on duty at the box office to make sure they do not enter the theater. And if you're the least bit squeamish or have a heart condition, we strongly recommend that you not attempt to see this picture. A nurse will be on duty during the showing of the picture too, not as an advertising gimmick, but because she may very well be needed. See the picture if you must, but remember, we warn you.
The possession of one's mind by the devil is a horrifying specter. To purge the devil from the soul of man, the power of religion is invoked to fight the demonic forces. Listen to the scourging of the devil by this exorcist.
May the power of Christ compel you. May the power of Christ compel you. May the power of Christ compel you. Power of Christ compel you. May the 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 power of Christ compel you.
Oh, Dolores, get out your poison pen and take a letter. I have to write to Count Dracula. You know, he wrote me a letter. All right, Dolores. Dear Count Dracula, I am writing to you from Cucamonga. Cucamonga? The weather is lovely. The nausea of noon. The wind is always blowing. And the sun never shines. And it's rainy and damp 400 days of the year. I enjoyed the party very much. Especially the sumptuous feast you had prepared. It was thrilling. From the first appetizers. Chicken, fried grub worms, on through the dessert. Oh, blood pudding! Oh, I love blood pudding! Oh, it was a masterpiece of culinary skill. Oh, I was worried for a moment when you said the main course was fish and chips. Oh, we're not that playing in Cucamonga. But my fears were quickly allayed when I discovered to my delight it was silverfish and buffalo chips. Oh, silverfish! Oh, they're so squirmy! Oh. Oh, the first one went down easy, but the second one was breezy. Oh, I'm being carried away because I really must apologize for getting tipsy and singing. But I have always wanted to be the death of the party. When you hear the pellets drop, count 10 and take a deep breath.
Dracula, you have devised the most diabolical plan. What do you call it?
The layaway plan.
How does it work?
Buy now, pay later.
A tisket, a tasket, a red and yellow casket.
Shut up and lie down. And close the lid after you. Yeah.
Who's there?
The little old undertaker, me. Ding dong bell, the farmer's in the well.
Good. Let's keep him there.
We'll be right back.
medication. What's the diagnosis?
Lady, your machine is all choked up with suds. You're using the wrong kind of detergents.
Magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house of shop. He's got shaggy hair and a graveyard stare. Vampire blood spill everywhere. That's
Argus. Magnificent. Argus, the magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Argus, the magnificent.
We don't go out to roll and rock. We get our kicks from the house and shop.
Just the freakin' sidewalk, baby.
You wanna do the duck?
And all that stuff, baby.
name is Mr. Soames, and he's just a baby. A 30-year-old baby in a coma since birth, suddenly awakened by a breakthrough brain operation. The mind of a child in the body of a man. Columbia Pictures presents Terrence Stamp and Robert Vaughn in the strange and shocking story of The Mind of Mr. Soames. Mr. Soames likes to play. He's very good at patty cake and teddy bear and felonious assault. Science can do the impossible, but can it control what it creates? Can this baby kill? It's incredible what goes on in The Mind of Mr. Soames. In color, rated GP, all ages, parental guidance.
music. Wonderful music for your holiday fun. So anyway, you've been listening to Swag, the Halloween special, and we just played the Swag Green Slime Halloween special. Oh, what did we hear? We played, of course, the genius, the everlasting spirit, the master, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. We heard, I Hear Voices. William Thompson before that with the Frankenstein Walk. Morgus and the Ghouls doing Morgus the Magnificent. Milton DeLug and the Vampires with Wormy Figs. Bob Jeepers Guy doing A Letter from Jeepers. Then we heard Death Clock, Briefcase Full of Guts, from the Death album. You might know them from their beautiful little cartoon for children, Metalocalypse, or something like that. I never know how to pronounce that. The God Boys before that, doing Cemetery and Monster Jesus. Sounds of Terror with The Exorcism. Herschel Gordon Lewis with what? Ah, what is this music? This is not proper horror show music. Excuse me, I'm gonna have to fix this. I don't want to get here. Oh yeah, this'll work right here. Oh yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, we have to have the proper music for our horrific readback. Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, The Exorcism. And before that, a little trailer for the work of genius, A Blood Feast by Herschel Gordon Lewis. Bobby Kahn doing Pumper. The Edgar Winter Group with Frankenstein. Flossie and the Unicorns by suggestion doing the Halloween Puppet Show. The RIAA, a very frightening organization. Satan Takes Me Away. Anton LaVey with a little bit of theology for your evening. Before that, we had Chrome doing Zombie Warfare. And a little bit of old-fashioned radio horror from Arch Obler. Little thing about a guy who's just, you know, he's just hungry.
Tragic local news. We have a report of another murder tonight.
A report of murder.
Been found dead in Rogers Park. The body was badly mutilated. Because of these murders, police request that all women stay inside their homes after dark. If you must go out, please have someone accompany you. Keep your door locked.
I have an alibi.
We'll repeat that. Police request that all women stay inside their homes after dark. If you must go out.
Okay. Turn that off. I have an alibi, okay? I'm right here. Unless, of course, this radio program was pre-recorded. No, of course, I'm right here. Where was I? Oh, yes, we had some horror show. We had a... more blood feast warnings. started Green Slime off of the Green Slime theme song by the band Green Slime.